everything starts. Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking about how that he said that instead of that, it's very dangerous. People on Averis, people focus on the negative, and they get all depressed. And we said the depression of Averis is very often worse than the Averis. When a person gets down because he had an Avera, then he can't function. He feels, I'm no good, I'm not going to learn. By learning is tamei, what's the point? So you're supposed to use the Averis, if anything, to motivate you to be misake in the Avera. It means to go positive. So we want to talk about the tikkun. How, instead of talking about the negative, how does a person be misake in the Avera with shayvirim? So we have here a few different marmikaimis. You have three marmikaimis. You have the first one is called the Leiv Tar. The Leiv Tar is a sefer written by one of my favorite mechabrim, Rav Hominer. It's totally on the topic of Leiv Tar, which you can guess what that topic's about, not having a tar dig a leiv. So it's on this topic of, having careful in hirurim. But he discusses also Zerubbatel, the whole topic. Many years ago, probably 20, maybe more than 20 years ago, I found this sefer. I was very impressed with the sefer because he has two entire prakim on positive things to do if a person is nichshol. How do you go ahead? What are mechaper and what are skudas? He has a whole list of things. Here I just put four of them. We had like 100 of them, I don't know. So I thought it was a very positive sefer. So I sent a copy of the sefer to Rabbi Trapper and said, should I try and distribute the sefer? Does he think about the sefer? And as of course you can guess, Rabbi Trapper said, no. He says he felt Rashi, we said, was very much against any sefer that dealt with the topic. The reason was, I said this in the shir, because Reshiva felt that the Svarim, they quote the Chazals that mention the Avera for this topic, and there are certain Chazals that say very, very strong Einshim, and Reshiva felt that, first of all, those Einshim do not usually apply, because the Chazals we're talking about in a prison does it b'mezin, and almost no one does man azeh in the Yeshiva Bacher, he's not saying no one, obviously people do, but in Yeshiva Bacher, does not do these Averis b'mezin. Therefore, the Avera is totally different. Doesn't mean it's not an Avera, but it's a 1/1,000,000th of the Chaymer of the Avera if you do it b'mezin. And therefore, the tremendous Chazals that write, and the Arizals that they write, that it's such a Chaymer, that, you know, the Chaymer Avera does not apply. So reading Svarim that quote those Chaymer Averis will get guys depressed for no reason, and it's wrong. So even though this Sefer Leiv Tar only has a little bit of that, a good percentage, maybe majority of the Sefer, is on the positive, but Rabbi Trapper said, I can't give it out because someone will look at the beginning and they'll read the wrong part.
There is no Avera B'mezid if you feel bad when you're doing it?
Rabbi Trapper said, it's not the question of feeling bad afterwards. That's tshuva. The question was, if Lu Yitzur beforehand, if a guy would go over to you, Yovi Yitzur to do his Avera, the guy would give you a pill and says, here, I can give you a pill and I'll take away your taiva to do this Avera. Would you take the pill? So if you're doing the Avera B'mezid, you're doing it because you enjoy doing the Avera, you wouldn't take the pill. You say, you kidding? This is my pleasure in life, right? Imagine a guy would give you a pill that you don't like chocolate. Excuse me. We're not that. What would be life without chocolate, you know? I don't want to take a pill that I should dislike chocolate. I'm going to tie up your stomach. You won't want to eat chocolate. Excuse me. You're ruining my whole pleasure in life, right? So if you come with a person, I'll give you a pill that you won't have this Yetzirah until you get married. So a person who's been mazed would say, go jump in the lake. I want to do this Avera. This is my pleasure in life. But he felt that almost any yeshiva bacher, he's really not happy that he's doing this Avera. And if you would offer him a pill to take away the taiva, then he would grab it. So that shows that he's not doing it because he's been mazed. He wants to do the pleasure. He's doing it because he has trouble controlling his taiva. So Mameda, the Choymer Avera, is starting this one doesn't apply. So Rav Trapper did not feel we should be reading this sefer. So I'm not supposed to tell you about this sefer, but I just photocopied the beginning, the one section where he starts the skudas. The reason why I'm making this introduction, because in the Keser Rosh, also quotes some of the Einshim. So I had to make this introduction that the Reshiva felt that these Einshim do not apply. Okay, anyway, but let's read. So that's the Leitor is from Rav Hominer. Okay. The Keser Rosh is from Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's in the back of the Siddur Agra. It's also a separate sefer by itself was printed, but the most common place to find it is in the back of the Siddur Agra. It's the pieces from Rav Chaim Volozhin B'Shem the Gra. So it's pretty reliable. Right? And then the third thing is found in many Siddurim, if you get the right Siddur. This happens to be from a Siddur or a Chama, which was, a very chashva Siddur. Okay. So let's read the Gra. The Gra says, not the Gra, the Chaim Volozhin. It starts in the bottom of the first column. Tshuva la'nichsho ba'oven keri kemat b'pesha. Rachmana etzot, right? Because we're talking positive. We're not getting the bottom of the first column. Kuf lamed gimel, right? We're trying to get positive. So a person is nichsho. What did he do? He did oven keri. Keri means zaret of atawa. Kemat b'pesha. I do not know what that means. That's a very unclear language, but it means almost b'pshia. Right, I mean, it means like, you're not totally, you're basically responsible. It's not like it just happened by itself. Right? Rachmanitzon, there's obviously you did something to bring it about. You know, who? So what's is it? There's a something called the tshuva. What's that? Kisha oisek b'tayra. You learn. What does Torah have to do with the tshuva? Tshuva, we know, is parata, kabawa, asid, vidui. What is he saying? The tshuva is to learn. Right? So there's a tremendous chiddush here, which is a very gavaldic chiddush. And that is as follows, is that by many averas, there's two ways of doing tshuva. You kill someone, right? You do. There's karata or avar, kabawa or osin, and I kill lots of guys in shir, right? Every other day I'm killing someone. So, don't get scared. Those guys aren't in shir. They're not shir. That means I just make believe I killed them. Okay. Anyway, so karata, you do karata, kabawa or osin, and karata, and kabawa osin, and vidri. That's tshuva. But let's say I went ahead and I stole. So there's a different way of doing tshuva. What's the other way of doing the tshuva? Returning. The heshiv of the kzeira shegozal, which means that there's a second way of doing tshuva, and surely they work together when you do that, and it makes it easier the first way too, and that is when you undo the avera. When you kill someone, there's no way, in a certain sense, you can undo the harm that you did. The guy's dead. We don't do trias hameisim, right? That we haven't shared today. You can't do trias hameisim if you kill someone. So therefore, you can't undo the harm of the Avera. Can't undo the Avera. You can do tshuva. But there are certain Averas that you can undo the Avera. If I spoke Lashon Hara, and then I go to the guy and says, you know what I said, I realized it wasn't true. I made a mistake. I had the wrong guy. When I said Chaim, it wasn't Chaim. It's totally not true. Please. So you're undoing the Lashon Hara. Right? So that is a much better tshuva. Because you totally undid the Avera. Eh? The Pasuk says that. It's Lava Nitik La'asei by Heshev Esek Zeta. So it comes along the Chaim Volozhin from the Gra saying that the Avera of Keri is the Tshuva is learning. Because he says on the bottom, but I chopped the bottom because we didn't, whatever. He explains it somehow. I don't understand what he's saying, maybe. But there's a certain connection that learning. I mean, it makes a little bit sense that for sure Hihurim Ra'im is in the brain and learning is in the brain and Keri is an extension of the Hihurim. So it's the learning is the opposite, is the tikkun of the Hihurim and even the Keri. Therefore, this is the tshuva. So the Rav Chaim says a lashon ein sarach lidgal klal. That is a very, very strong lashon. I assume that means together with the fact that you are feel bad that you did it, but it's okay. Ubezeh shomei rabozal. He asked Rav Chaim v'lashon asked the Gra. Herodo maimer b'tikudim b'sefer musar hamachmirim b'ol binyan zeh. Right, this is what the Rabbi Trapper said we're not supposed to be reading. That it says in certain Sifrei Musar that they're very machmir on this Avera. Shesorach lispa yisurim kashim. You have to suffer yisurim kashim. Merudim kimavis, which is like death. Tein takana kiyim b'misa mamish. And the only way it can be forgiven is you have to die. Ayin shem shenech l'nemar v'ofer achar yikach. So this is all, again, we said, Rashiva said that doesn't apply to us. But there is person who does the Avera, Rashiva learned that fight, when a person does it, b'meizid, that's Yonish. Avo, b'soif ha-maimer, b'tikun zoyar, nimsa dover zet, toif, b'meivin. Shetakos b'tikun kafav chavbeis, avo ba'oraisa, but if you're learning Torah, oirech yama b'yimina. So even the zoyar, which is so machmer in this Avera, that says that this is such a chomer de gavera, which is maybe not in our situation. Even the Zohar says, but if you learn, there's a protection. Oirech yamin b'yamina. Pirish shematzawas min amisa, protects you. Misa is a punishment, then you get protected. Ubismayda osher v'kado, shematzawas min ha'yisurim koshim kemisa. Tahasifrei musra doi viyuzos. So Rav Chaim V'Loshin is saying an amazing thing, that Reshiva said you shouldn't learn these Sifrei Musar because they're not applying to our situation. He's saying, you shouldn't learn the Sifrei Musar because they're not accurate. Because the Sifrei Musar, even don't quote the whole story, because the Sifrei Musar only say the Einish, but they don't point out that there's a Tikkun. And the tikkun mitigates the onesh, right? So this is an amazing thing, which means that if a person is nichshol, and this is what we are doing today, Rav Hoffman, that if a person is nichshol in this inyan, what he's supposed to do is that should inspire him to learn more. Because that's what it says there, because you want to be, that's the tikkun. If you accidentally stole, you got to return it. So if you went ahead and you did this Avera, you brought somehow tumah in the world, whatever the mystical shot in, how the Averas work. So the tikkun of this Avera is by learning. That's what he says.
Is he referring to if a person's nichshol once? Is he referring to even if a person's nichshol 100 times?
Yeah, same thing. If you nichshol once, you learn once. You nichshol 100 times. Obviously, it's equivalency. You know, but I don't know how much. You know, I don't know whether one word of learning for one, you know, whatever it is, yeah. You know, so learning is a tikkun, that you probably need more learning to do more tikkun. But this is not, it's a whole different way of tshuva. It's a gevaldike thing. Okay, now, let's skip here to Kuf Lamed Daud, we'll skip, even though it's also interesting. Kuf Sadek Hei. Kuf Lamed Daud basically says that okay, I don't know, we'll leave that out. That's Rabbi Trapper, like you would like to quote Kuf Lamed Daud, that if a person has, if Zera comes out by itself without the person's causing it, so he shouldn't be too concerned. It's not his fault. Okay, Kuf Sadeke. His darkness by Rai Zichosim, seeing our eyes. Omer Zak, cloud, this is a rule. And as a person who's a bigger tzaddik, and he does what he's supposed to do, he makes gedarim, in other words, it's almost like impossible to win, because you're supposed to be make gedarim, and you're supposed to try and avoid looking. But sometimes you can't help yourself. It's not your fault. And then, bidafka, because you're such a tzaddik, you get such a tremendous yetzahara. And that's the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it, right? If a person who makes the Gezorim property, when he happens by, sometimes he sees. So he gets a tremendous Yetzer. Alex Jadai Delaney Beshuk, so if you're planning to go to Publix, so what should you do? Yisbado, Yishadavim, Yivakish Rachman, Vibha Yikoshel, Chas V'Shalom. So you should daven. Okay, public, I said, is not such a problem because it's like going to the zoo. But, you know, other places, Disneyland, okay. Right. Anyway, I wanted Kuflamidvav. Machshava Rav. This is the most amazing piece ever printed in the world. You know, we're trying to be on the positive, not to getting depressed. Machshava Rav. Machshava Rav means, we call that Erorim, right? Gam harishayim vel nitzel mizeh. Can we read that again? Gam harishayim vel nitzel mizeh. Even the rishayim were not perfect. We're not totally nitzel. Ukemaymer chazal, as Chazal said, gimel dvarim ein adam. There's a chazal. Gimel dvarim ein adam nitzel be ein adam nitzel bechol yom. So it means the rishayim. Doesn't mean the Rishayim. Rishayim means from the time of the Gemara. In other words, I don't think it means that it's what we talk about popping into your head. So even the Rishayim, meaning in the time of the Gemara, Hirurim would pop into people's heads. Even the Amoraim, it sounds like. The Gemara says, Ain Adam, there's no person. Ain Adam means it's a Gemara. It's referring to so what is, but if you, when it pops into your head, you distract yourself, right? We said that the Rashiv is diyak, that you don't think, because thinking, don't think is not going to work, but your masiyak daito means you avoid thinking about it by thinking about something else. So that's a tremendous mitzvah. You're, okay, I can't explain this. You're fighting, I don't know, bending, kaifa, the sitra achrina. Pimak shava, but what? Pimak shava, but if you continue thinking about it, zuroach v'chayda. So at least the popping into a head. If a guy gets depressed and a makshava ra popped into your head, then you should realize that even the tan amaroim, it says that makshava's rice used to pop into their head. An unclean thought. No. We're talking about, I believe, we're talking here on this whole topic of Znus. That's how he's learning it. Makshava Ra. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how he's learning it. I do not know what it, maybe other people learn other chapter in the Chazal, but the way the Gra is gripping it, this whole piece, all these pieces, we're talking about Taibis Nashim, or a type of snus.
Everyone's feel about that, like you're not, like your head like a garbage.
Right, but that's what we're talking about snus too.
But is this also talking about the other things?
I don't know. I don't know. It could be that too, maybe. So, I mean, you want to kill the guy. Okay, it could be. But he's definitely talking about, it's hard to know. That's, you know, all these pieces from Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Kuf Lamed Aleph, they're all talking about snus. So when he's saying Makshava Ra, he means in Znus. That it's an amazing thing, no? I mean, the Amoraim are in a pretty high madrega. I mean, that's what Rashiva used to say, that the brain is an open garbage bill. So the fact that a hearer pops into your head is no, normal. Okay. Anyway, that's the growth. So the Chavrai Veloj, and the main thing we wanted here is that if a person is Nitsho, we're stressing the positive. The positive is you're supposed to learn more. Don't get depressed. You get motivated. Now, I have to fix it. The way to fix it, what we learned today, Rav Hominer said, that he quoted a Sipurnu, that if your person does an Avera and it's fixable, you're not supposed to get depressed. You don't get depressed over things that are fixable, right? What you do is you go and fix it. So the way of fixing this problem is by learning. Okay. Now, just quickly, I want to read some of these scooters that Rav Holmaner wrote. He does have some more, but I assume, I don't think this is Mukhro, but I assume that he goes in the order of the Chashiva, you know, the Chashivas. Okay, the first scooter he says is answering Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah. Right? Because it's a fair Chazal that whoever answers Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah b'kol koicho, so they forgive you on all your averes. Right? Afilei v'shemes minus. Even if you're apikarsis, right? So there's an inyan of answering what they call koichel. Now, what does the call koichel mean? Some people think call koichel means screaming. There was, and my father, I don't know if any of you people ever were there. My father lived in Arzeh Abira. There was a person there, was a big guy. He used to, I'm telling you, the building would shake. The guy used to scream. No one ever heard this guy? The guy was like the amazing thing. What? Okay. He would screaming. It was mamish shaking. But I do not think that's what it means, but called Koichel, even though that's what he held, this guy. Kol Koichel, I think, means with your whole heart. Now, obviously, you say it out loud, it's Chisaini's Meris Apnemius, it helps. But, but he does quote the Zayar. Yeah, the Chmira B'Zeb Zayar, he does say, as far as you should, body should shake, and you should say it with a tukif. Tukif doesn't mean, that's like screaming, a strong voice, shouldn't whisper it. But the okay, not for now. I didn't prepare. Can't ask me an embarrassing question. I know. Let me. There are many. Rav Chaim Volozhin has a whole long thing. So I'm not ready to start. Okay, let's go. The old Rav Chaim, what a bracha means, what baruch means. So it's the same thing. Okay, skula beis. Koazoyer, Vizoyer is Bishmira Shabbos. Bechol Tanova Diktukov. Avido Oven Avoda Zara Kedora Enosh Moichano. So there's a special skula of keeping Shabbos, it forgives you for your Averis. Okay. If you keep Shabbos properly, doesn't sound so hard. Maybe. Yechavein Bishiris Hayom. Right, that's this week's Parsha. That's part of it. Oz Yasher. People do not know that there's a tremendous gula in saying Oz Yasher. So it's in the Chazal that a person who says Om Yasher, if you really felt you praise Hashem, that's a tremendous gula for kapara. Right? You hear the Chazal. Vayisa, simple Lashem means that they moved, they left the Yam Suf. But Chazal say they left their Averis. Shenibchoy de Shirish Amru. They were forgiven for the because they said Shira. Shkomi Shinasa Nejam. Shira Mechla Kovanai. So there's also a Chazal, famous Chazal. Okay. So, Pine Akhachun Adam Shir Ben Duho Yom. Kedektiva Yom with Amor. There's a special Chiv according to the Rav Hominer in his Sefer Evan Melech. It's a mitzvah deraisa to say Oz Yasher every day, besides being part of Pesukah Zimra, because it says Vayomru Lamor. It's a drasha, so Lamor means you're supposed to say it every day. The Hamar Hashem Raychoiner is brought down in the Zohar this mitzvah. She writes the Lamor Lamor so b'chol yom. So it comes out that first of all, saying Oz Yasher is part of Pesukah Zimra, which makes it important. But there are people that like skipping parts of Pesukei Dezimra.
Totally at the end.
Yeah, and besides which you come late. But besides, so he's saying, second of all, there's a mitzvah of Vayomer Lamor to say it every day, even if, let's say, you miss Pesukei Dezimra, there's a mitzvah of saying it. And third of all, there's a special skula that I assume you have to say with a little bit of kavana, that if you're thanking Hashem for this Niksim, so it's Mechaper and Yaveris. Okay. And the fourth skula he has is, this is very famous too, that if someone hurt you and you are meichel them, right, you are meichel, then you also get forgiveness, which is a tremendous thing because we all want forgiveness. So this is one of the easiest things, right? We go ahead, someone does something bad to us, we control our temper instead of ranking the guy out and raking him over the coals and saying, you idiot, what did you do? You know what you just did, how terrible you are. Instead, you say, okay, not so bad, it's okay. I really don't mind. I wasn't planning on eating that food anyway, whatever you did. So we have here as far as four scooters. One is saying, Amen Yeshme Rabba. two is going out of order, saying she as yasher with kavana, three is keeping Shabbos, and four is being meichel someone who went ahead and hurt you. Okay. And the main thing we learned is learning. Right? Okay. Now I want to learn the last maramakom. Obviously, the other thing is what? What's the other way of getting forgiveness? Davening. Can't have davening, right? So here we have, in the tzvida of Tzka B'Shefer, obviously this comes a little bit from the Mekubalim, and it's amazing. You get a little insight in how little we know in the davening, and how much Kabbalah is in there when you read this piece. But there's a special. It seems in the they write that you should, a person who is nichsho, you should daven for kapara. So interestingly, I would have thought that the place to daven for kapara would be either be in Slach Lanu, or it should be in Shmak Aleinu. But the Mekubalim put the special tefillah in Tekah B'Shefer. What in the world does that have to do with Tekah B'Shefer? Because we mentioned last time, right, when we spent on Shavim, that the whole Aveira, the one of the idea, mystical components of Zerah Vatala is that a person makes Hedekin and Shamas in with Zerah, and when he makes his Zerah Vatala, he's sending out these Nishamas into Goddess. He's giving them over to the Koiches Hatuma. The Koiches Hatuma, instead of being made them for Kedusha, he's giving them over to the Koiches Hatuma. So they're going into Goddess. So Tekah B'Shefer, Godel Cheresenu, V'Son Neis, Lekad Cheresenu, is the perfect bracha for, it doesn't just mean the people that are in Goddess, but also means the Neshamas that are in Goddess. Okay. So let's read this. First of all, it says here, let's see who can figure this out. In the bracha, it says, Yichavein Shem HaKadosh Chaveyu. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but that's what it says on the bottom. What in the world does Chaveyu have to do with over there? Anyone can figure that one out? It's not the Suf Tavis.
It's the second to last.
Second to last, right. You got that. Anyone figure that one out? Yachad, the next to the last word letter is Ches. Arba, the next to the last letter is a Beis. Kanfels, the next to the last letter is a Vav. So that is, they were the Chazal, didn't just, that just didn't happen accidentally. But there's a shame, Kaddish, one of Hashem's names. We don't know Hashem's name. There are many, many names of Hashem, as we'll see in the bottom here. One of the names of Hashem is Chaveyu. I hope you know how to pronounce it, Hashem. But where that is in the Rosh Teva, in this tefillah, stuck in there. Chazal stuck it in. And we'll see that shame is a shame keneged the Avera of Zerah Vatala, as we'll read inside.
Is this an Ashkenazi tefillah?
I don't know. It's from the Mekubalim. Mekubalim, Ashkenazim also hold the Kabbalah.
Are we allowed to
say it? Why not? Why, say what?
The tefillah.
Why can't you say it? What would be the shayla saying it? What's wrong with saying a tefillah? Okay. Anyway, so let's see the tefillah. Yehi ratzon midefanecha. Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. Right? I went ahead and I tried, I think I succeeded, in chopping Hashem's name so there shouldn't be a problem with Seamus. And I put a tape something on top of the letter for a second. A sticky piece of paper. Okay. What? Okay, yeah, okay. But I don't know if that's the certain Seamus that we do say. I don't know. Okay, here it's Amo Fanecho, Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. Shekol Tipa V'Tipa, every drop. Because every drop is a, you know, it's not just one, you know, there is every drop is a separate drop. Right? Shekol Tipa V'Tipa, because every drop has the ability to make a child, and every drop has an ability to have an neshama. Shekol tipa tipa shazara sheyatzim imeni batawa. Every drop that came out from me, the batawa, umikol Yisrael, right? And you're davening not just for yourself, but for all Klal Yisrael. B'chlau b'prat. I don't know what that means exactly. The davening for as a group, and a davening for them individually. But I'm not sure what that means in the concept. Shinoba makol mitzvah. In other words, if it came out when it wasn't supposed to, in other words, if it comes out, b'makol mitzvah means, b'makol mitzvah means when you're with the person's wife, from priyavu, that's fine. But if it's shinoba makol mitzvah, bein ba'ines, bein b'ratzen, whether it's ines or ratzen, shaygeg or mezen, bein b'hira, bein b'maisa, maybe it happened because I had hirurim, or because I even did a maisa to make it come out. Bein b'gilgul zeh, bein b'gilgul acher, right? You have to worry about your previous gilgulim too, for all those people who want to get interested. Yehira tzamo fanecho, shetakia haklipa nitzaisis kari, ha'edu. Okay, shenivlu ba. I think that means, takia means to spit out. The klipa is a keiches ha'tumah. Right, the klipa is the pills, like the shell on a nut, the pills on an orange. Those are called klipas. Klipas are the koyach atumba that grows, captured like this. The inside the orange is a good orange. It's covered by a shell. The shell is the bad part. So the tumba grows. What happens is tumba feeds off the Kedusha. So when there's Kedusha that's given off, and it's given off in a bad way, so the Tumma captures it and like grows on it like a fungus. So the outside cover is the Klipa, which is a Tumma. So the Klipa, which has imprisoned the nutshell, the coconut shell, whatever it is, which has imprisoned the good coconut inside, should be takia, should spit out the nitzaitzis. I think the nitzaitzis are the good things, right? Nitzaitzis usually are good? I think so. Yeah. So the should skip out the kedusha. In others, shenivlaba, that was absorbed. The klipas grabbed. I was maitzi zaravatala. I caused that the klipas should capture the kedusha of the that's in the Zera. So I mean, it's battle that the Klippas should give it out. That's what we said. Remember we said that was the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Kleister went to Mitzrayim and they pulled out all the Kedusha from Mitzrayim. So this is the same thing we're asking. Same idea, right?
There's another connection to
Kama Shofar,
I guess,
to Kia. Okay. Oh, okay. No, that's an I and this is an out. Okay, but maybe. Never know. I do not know. Bizchuz Shimcha Gado, based on your shame. What shame? Hayyotzi mipasek chayo bala vayikaenu. In other words, it's a pasek in Eiv. We do not know Eiv. Which means that you swallow the chayo, which means the kedusha, and it should be spitted out. And that the Rosh HaTevis of that pasuk is Chet Beis Vav, is a Shem Hashem. So it's amazing how it works out that in Tekah B'Shofar, where we're asking for the bringing back, no, isn't it? It's not amazing. The Mekubal, you know, there's so much Kabbalah in the Siddur that the whole Tekah B'Shofar want to bring back from Goddess, which means to bring back the neshamas that are captured by the klipas, the pasuk, which it talks about bringing out, recapturing the neshamas, is this pasuk in Eiv, Chayo Bala Vikahenu, which is merumis in the second letter, next to the last letter in this bracha of Yachad Me'arba Kanfas. It just shows, that's why, you know, some people want to daven in English. There's just so much tifkai in the bracha that we're unaware of. You know, you got that in English. It's just not there. Okay. Ubeskos Shimcha Gadol. Okay, that I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. You'll have to ask someone who knows a little more. What? It's what? Oh, you put it into there. That became an added shame. Okay. So that must be somewhat more shame. Okay. I don't know how that works. Shetaksi reim, the makom kedusha. You should bring him back to the kedusha. Okay. So it comes out, according to him, that a person, he doesn't say you have to say this every day, but once in a while, say it once a year, say once a month, you can say it if a person was nichshol. So on that day, it's a good time to say it. So we have like this, just to summarize, we're actually going to end on time, wow. So we have like this, that the positive, focusing on the positive. So the Gra says that there's a tikkun of learning. Learning is a positive tikkun. It's the undoes the damage of the Aveira. Okay. Then there's obviously Tzvilah. Obviously, you're asking Hashem to undo the damage of the Aveira. Right? That's what we're doing here. You know, the damage of the Aveira is that we gave over these Keichas of Tusha to the powers of the Tumah. So we're asking Hashem to undo that and to bring it back. Takzireim the Malkam Kedusha. So to bring back to Malkam Kedusha, we're also undoing the damage. But we're undoing the damage not by, right, this is a different way of undoing the damage. By learning, we're undoing the damage because we're doing something else which equalizes. Here, we're asking Hashem just to take it back, right, to fix it. We're asking, almost like asking Hashem to do Tchias HaMeisim and the guy that I killed, right? That's okay. What? Hashem can do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't ask someone to, you said you wouldn't ask to go to Mason.
Well, okay, but that we don't ask for Nisim Gluyim, but this is not a Nes Godly. You don't see a Nes Godly. So apparently we do ask for it. Okay, so those are, I think, the two main, really. And then he has here Skudas. Skudas are not the main. In other words, these are, I think, the main ways of doing Tshuva. You know, there's Tshuva and then there's Skudas. Skudas are not, you know, those are like external. The way to do tshuva on this is obviously normal tshuva, learning and davening. And it's interesting, it puts it in the bracha tekah b'shofar. And then there are skudas for any aveira. So he has four skudas, is amen yesh mei rabba, Shabbos, oz yosher, and ma'aram idasa. Okay.